Today is Friday, September 11th, the 22nd day of Elul. We are continuing in the third chapter of Mesilas Yesharim, page 56 in the Art Scroll. He just told us that it's important to monitor oneself, and he said that means monitoring oneself before performing any action, and also periodically to think about all the actions, everything that we've done, and to see whether it was good or bad. And he also said there are two questions we should ask. Number one, is this good or bad? That, he says, is called Yefashpesh B'masav. And then he says there's another question. Even if it's good, how can we make it better? Is there any bad mixed in? Was it Lishma? And that's called Yemashmesh B'masav. Continuing on page 56, he says, V'chachamim zichronim v'racha horunu b'feirush tzorech ha'cheshbon hazeh. Chazal taught us explicitly the need of such an accounting. And this is what Chazal said in Bava Basra, Daf Ayin Ches Amud Beis. Alken Yomru HaMoshlim Bo Cheshbon. Alken Yomru HaMoshlim. Chazal understand this to mean Alken Yomru HaMoshlim, not the rulers, but those who rule their Yetzer. Bo Nechashiv Cheshbono Shel Olam. Let's make an accounting of this world. Hefsed Mitzvah Keneged Tzchara. Let's weigh a mitzvah's loss against its profit. Uschara Veira Keneged Hefseda. And a sin's profit against its loss. What do you gain when you sin? And what are you going to lose? What do you gain when you do a mitzvah? And what would you lose if you don't do it? He says, why is it only the Moshlim who say this? Because this sound and true advice could only be given by somebody who already escaped the domination of their evil inclination, umashlubo, and rule over it. Kimishu adayin chavush b'maasar yitzro, one who is still imprisoned by the shackles of his evil inclination. Ein av ro'os ha'emes hazos v'ena yachal ha'akira. He can't see the truth. He's blinded by his yetzer hara. He can't recognize it. The Yetzer Hara blinds him. And it's like he's walking in the dark. Remember before he used the imagery of somebody who doesn't practice zihiros, a blind man walking in the dark or a blind man walking on the riverbank. Here he says it's the Yetzer Hara that blinds us. And it's like walking in the dark. And in front of him, he knows there's obstacles and he doesn't even see them. That's what life is like if you don't practice zehiros, if you don't think about what you've done. Think b'shas masa and shelo b'shas masa. This is what Chazal tells us. Tashas choshech v'hi laila. Zeha olam azeh shedome l'laila. This world is a world of darkness, confusion. There are obstacles all around us that we don't even see. V'havein kama nifla hamamra ha'amiti azeh l'mi shemamik la'avim bo. One who understands this will recognize how true and profound it is. Hinei choshech ha'laila shnei mina to'yus avshalosh yigrom l'in adam. Comparing this world to a world of darkness of night, says the Ramchal, is a very precise mashal, because when it's dark of night, there are two types of mistakes that a person can make because of the darkness. Sometimes you just don't see. You don't see that there's a pit in front of you and you fall. You don't see that there's something in front of you and you stumble, you trip over it. That's one kind of toast that you make. That's one kind of mistake you make when it's dark and you can't see. But there's another. Sometimes you see something and you're confused about what it is. It looks like one thing, but it really is something else. The darkness confuses. Sometimes the darkness hides, and sometimes it confuses. V'adam kilu hu'amud. And you think it's a pillar and it's a person. You think it's a person and it's a pillar. Kein chomrias v'gashmias ha'olam hazeh. The physicality of this world. Hinehu choshech ha'layla le'en hasecha v'gorim lo shtei ta'uyos. And it causes us to make mistakes. Ha'achas. Einu maniach lo shira mechshol shebedarchei olam. Sometimes we just don't even see the challenges. We don't see them as challenges. We don't see it. We miss it. And we slip and we fall and we never saw it coming. He says, Rishayim are in the darkness. They don't even know why they stumble. They fall before they're even aware of any obstacle. But a ta'us hashnia, the second mistake, He's worse than the first. They see bad and it looks like it's good. And then they think what they're doing is good and they reinforce their evil actions. They justify it because it looks like it's good. They don't even realize, even afterwards, that what they've done is wrong and devastating. We will stop here. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos.